This is podcast number 2, and I am a reporter. To start, we will be talking about the importance of the Electoral College, which was created in the Virginia Plan in 1787. The reason for the Electoral College was that in case the people were ignorant about the facts and choose a unworthy president, although now it would be useless due to the lobbyists and other reasons. But the Electoral College consists of 435 representatives and 100 senators. Each state has 2 senators and representatives based on population. The minimum electoral votes a state can have is 3. A candidate must have a majority or 270 electoral votes to win presidency, even if popular vote says otherwise. Now we can go to Zach Jenkins explaining the significance of the red and blue states.
All right, this is Zach Jenkins. I'm going to talk to you about the states and how they vote. As most of you guys know, that in the South, they vote Republicans, and that's because ever since the Civil Rights, people have voted Republican because the South was known for being against civil rights and against segregation. But anyways, so most people down in the South vote traditionals because the South is known for traditions, so the kids will follow their parents and grandparents' way of voting. And in the North and some of the Western states, not all of them, they vote Democratic, and they vote that way for many reasons, mainly 3 though. The first one is that most of them, it's full of liberals, and as most people know, Democrats are liberals, and minorities tend to go to the Northeast, and minorities will always vote Democratic mostly, about 90% of them will. And then most of the states are union states, and Democrats are known for supporting unions. So that's how we know why the states vote the way they do. I'm gonna pass it over to Dom, who's gonna talk about the white states.
This is Dominique. The key in this election are the toss-up states, which are the white states on the map. Toss-up states can secure a candidate's position as president. As of right now, the polls show that without all 7 toss-up states, Governor Romney would lose. And now we are going to go to Joe.
Between now and the election, the electoral map is expected to change day by day. As of right now, the electoral map leans towards President Barack Obama, the Democratic candidate, with 251 electoral votes over Governor Mitt Romney, the Republican candidate, with 181 electoral votes. There are a total of 106 electoral votes that are toss-up votes for the taking. Some changes include states like Texas, Georgia, North Dakota, South Dakota, Montana, Tennessee, and South Carolina have went from solid Republican states to likely Republican states. Also, states like Maine, New Jersey, Connecticut changed from strong Democratic states to likely Democratic states. The latest update shows Ohio moving from likely Democratic state to a toss-up state, making it the 8th toss-up state in the electoral map. In fact, no Republican candidate has ever won the presidential election without Ohio. So if Ohio goes in favor of President Obama, Governor Romney is most likely to lose the election to this day. Polls for the electoral map are still changing.